With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 60 something. And when I say 60 something, I of course mean 67. That was a good save.
That was good.
Welcome to a Let's Talk About podcast. It'll be hosted by myself. I'm Elliot. But I'll also be with my co-host, Seb.
Hello, that's me.
And we're going to be talking about today the latest movie offering from Pixar Studios, Elemental.
Yes.
And I keep going to call it Elementals, and I don't think that's right. I feel like that's something else.
Yeah, I think it sounds like Eternals, and I don't want to get those mixed up.
No, but I think they're similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So yeah, Elemental. We were meant to talk about this last time, but we didn't. So my memory of this film is quite lacking. I watched it 2 weeks ago when I was supposed to.
Yep, you were a good boy.
I was a good boy, but then my co-host did not.
No,
so we ended up talking about from gone.
Yeah, I was a little bit elemental. I watched half of it yesterday and the other half this morning, so it's quite fresh in my head at least.
Yeah, so it's all right for him. So instead, we talked about the Marvels last time, but then we took a week off just because we couldn't find time in both our schedules because we're just so popular in our day-to-day life to talk about anything. So yeah, so it's been 16 days since I've last seen this, and for Seb, it's not even been 16 hours.
No, so, and you're often so good at remembering all the characters and everything that happens in these films, so we should be fine, right?
Yeah, so I mean, I have got the Wikipedia page right in front of me.
Ah, nice.
Just in case I... Well, not just in case. For when I forget everything that happens.
Well,
so even though I... Oh, go on.
No, it's funny you say that because I'm looking at the cast and I'm trying to remember, like, more than three of these characters and I can't. So I think we'll probably be in a similar boat.
Well, I'm pretty sure there is only three characters in this movie, to be fair.
That's true.
Yeah. Right. My thing, my life has died. It's working now. That's good. Sorry, my phone with my notes on just went, but now it's back up.
Oh.
And we are nothing if not a professional podcast.
No, not breaking the illusion that we have notes now.
Yeah, no. By notes, I mean Wikipedia. So, this was the first new... Well, no. What am I trying to say? This is the first Pixar movie that is new that I've seen in a while. What was the last Pixar movie before this?
I'm sorry. Did you just say this is the first Pixar movie that is new?
Yes, my brain has died. Right, let's refresh that and I'll decide if I want to keep it in later.
Okay.
So what was the last Pixar movie before this?
Didn't we watch one this year?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, if only we had Google.
Yeah, well, my internet's not great.
I'm going to Google it while you...
Well, I waffle on. Okay, so this was a Pixar movie. It came out this year. There was a film that came out before it. And that was Soul. It's just loaded up.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
We've seen Soul, haven't we?
I've seen it. Did we talk about it? I think we did.
Yeah, we've not talked about it like properly with like an episode or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. So to be fair, at the moment, Disney and Pixar, for me, they're on a really big high. It's kind of like, do you remember like mid phase 3 like MCU, where you kind of expected that every single movie you go and see is going to be really good?
Yeah.
And for me, we've not had a Disney movie or a Pixar movie in quite a while, which I've not enjoyed. I mean, I will say that we had... hang on, I've now got the actual list on here. I mean, saying that, I'm now looking at it. Oh, no, there was a few. Sorry. I lied to you. Soul was not the last one. Now that it's properly loaded up. The last one was Lightyear.
Yeah.
And before that was Turning Red. So it's now taken everything I've just said, and I'm going to go back on it. I was nervous watching this movie.
Wow. That's a...
I did not...
That's a good revisionist history there.
Well, I was thinking for the Disney movies. I mean, I was thinking of, like, the ones, the Pixar movies before. So, yeah, to be fair, we've had... So the last five before Elemental have been Lightyear, Turning Red, Luca, Soul, and Onward.
It's quite a mixed bag, isn't it?
Yeah, Onward, you have not seen.
No.
And that is amazing.
Right.
In my opinion. Soul, I think, was really good.
I really liked Soul.
Yeah. Luca, I thought was good.
I've heard it's good.
Turning Red, I struggled with.
Yeah, I've not heard good things. So
it's literally, it's kind of constantly gone down. It's like it's gone from like a 5-star to a 4-star to a 3-star to like a 2-star. And then you got to Lightyear, which I think was a little bit more better in the right direction for me. It wasn't amazing. I feel like it's right in the middle. It's got some really good bits, but it's also got some not so great bits.
Yeah, I think we just said it was kind of meh overall, wasn't it? It didn't really rock the boat too much.
Yeah, I think it was one of those ones, I think we mentioned it when we talked about it, where like the first third for me was like amazing.
Yeah.
Because I really like the premise of it, but then it was a bit...
Yes, I think I remember us saying about that, we both kind of agreed. Because when you said that for you, Disney Pixar have both been like on an upwards trajectory, I was like, what are you talking about? But I think the Disney part, I think, is kind of doing better than the Pixar stuff now. Possibly. If you look at the kind of stuff that's... apart from, like, the live-action remakes, I think if you look at, like, the Disney animated ones compared to the just Pixar ones, I think it's getting to the point now where it's actually shifting the other way, because it always used to be Pixar was just the best.
Yeah, because I think... Maybe I should get a list up before I say it, but everything I said before about it all being, like, really good, and just like, you know, like, Phase 3 MCU... But let's move that over to the Disney animated films. Because what have we actually had from those in recent years? I'm now getting the list loaded up.
So, like, Encanto...
Oh, to be fair, we did have Strange World.
Oh, that's true.
I think that was the last one. That wasn't great. Basically, I'm just going to stop talking unless I have the notes in front of me. It's what I was saying. It's normally a bit smoother, but my lack of internet has made this, like, it's literally like it's teasing me. It's like, go on, while it's loading, you talk about stuff. And then it loads, and it starts like, ha, you're wrong. But I mean, before that, we've had Encanto, like you mentioned, which was amazing. We had Ray and the Last Dragon, which I really enjoyed, but I've not seen it since it actually first came out.
Yeah, I only saw it once. I liked it at the time.
Yeah. In short, to summarise our intro, we don't know how we feel about the state of Pixar and Disney Animation Studios at the moment. It's been up and down.
No.
So when we came into this movie, we didn't really have any feelings.
No, apparently not. I think I know what I felt, because we watched The Incredibles recently, and that's back when Pixar was doing one movie every like 2 or 3 years. I think at one point they were doing like one a year. But it was like hit after hit. Everything was just so good. And then they started like doing sequels, and they were doing like more and more in a year. And that's when the quality started dipping. And I think that's kind of where we are now. And like you look at where Disney was, where you say about like Phase 3 of Marvel, it's like you knew every movie was either going to be pretty good or amazing. So for me, Disney's a very mixed bag, because the Star Wars movies were very... like hit and then miss after miss. The shows were amazing and then very mixed. And the Marvel stuff is also getting weird now as well. So my hopes weren't high going into this. And I heard Elemental wasn't great, but then I heard some people saying it was. So I wasn't really sure.
And I think before when I was saying, you know, oh, it's been like hit after hit after hit, I think I'm taking for granted our wheel that we spin and the movies we've been watching. Because we've had some really great films, haven't we? We've been spoiled.
Yes.
But I said, to be fair, I've now got the list up. So even though we've spent 10 minutes talking about Elementals by somehow not actually talking about Elementals, I might as well say it as my internet's worked so hard to get here. But we've got A Strange World, which we weren't a massive fan of. Encounter, which was amazing. Rey and the Last Dragon, which was good. Frozen 2, which I think was better than the first, but you've not seen the second one, have you?
Correct.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, which I thought was meh. But then before then, it was like hit after hit for ages, because it was Moana, Zootopia, Big Hero 6, Frozen, Wreck-It Ralph, Tangled, Princess and the Frog. Then it starts getting a bit dodgy.
That was like Disney's new kind of animated age where they actually did like really good stuff. Yeah. So yeah, it's quite a weird state of affairs now. I don't really know what you're going to get with a Pixar movie. So those were our thoughts going into it. Shall we talk about what we actually thought of the film?
I think I'll be a bit silly, personally. Instead, I think... Well, no, to be fair, actually, we'll start off with this, which is that... I don't know if you've noticed this, but I'm finding that Disney and Pixar movies are being released without, like... Well, with marketing that I'm not even seeing.
Yeah.
So it's like Strange World just seemed to pop up on Disney+. We've now got the new Disney movie, Wish, in cinemas, which I'd seen one trailer for. I think it was like at cinema. I saw it come up once. And now I looked up the cinema listings today and it's out right now. Like, where did that come from?
The only thing I saw, I think, was like a poster at the cinema. And I've not seen a single trailer. All I saw was an article saying that nobody's seen it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we've now got, well, now what we're linking into it, we're now talking about Elemental. Again, it's a film which... I don't think I saw any trailers for this at all. I don't remember seeing any posters for it. It was just all of a sudden, oh, this is new and it's coming to... I remember seeing it. Well, we didn't see it, but I remember seeing that it appeared at the cinema. And again, I think it was the same way I saw Wish. I was just looking at the listings like, oh, Elemental, that's the new Pixar movie. And then me and you couldn't go see it.
Because we did the look ahead thing, didn't we? Where we talked about the different stuff that's going to come out. And we said Elemental was going to come out. And I thought that gave me similar vibes to Inside Out. But yeah, I've not really heard anything about it. Not seen any trailers. I wonder also, like, because we've got loads of trailers for things like the Mario movie. And I saw that yesterday, but I didn't see it at the cinema. So I wonder if there would have been trailers for this there. So it's like, where are they advertising this stuff? If it's only in other kids' movies, then I guess they're not really reaching... I guess they're reaching some family kind of people, but not many people go into the movies anymore. So you have to really kind of push these kind of things. It's the same with Marvels, isn't it? It's like some people didn't even know it came out.
Yeah. Let's talk about our actual thoughts on the movie without giving any spoilers away, because this is a brand new, to a degree, film. Some people might trust us with the information. You know, they might not want us to hurt them by giving them spoilers. So before we dive into that, I really enjoyed this film. I don't know about you.
I was surprised with how much I liked this film.
I thought it was very funny. I thought it took it in there were certain parts where it took it in places I just didn't expect it to go.
Yes.
From being honest. Because normally Disney and Pixar movies, you can pretty much see exactly which way it's going and to a degree work out the ending. And don't get me wrong, there's big parts of this where this is no different. There's also certain things that just came up. I was like, oh, I just did not expect that to happen.
No.
In fact, I thought we even made a really bold move at the end, which we'll talk about later. It turns out they didn't. But
yeah.
There was at one point where I was like, oh, have they really gone and done that? And you might know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I thought it was really funny as well.
Yeah, I had some good humour in this. I think the kind of world is really fascinating and very cool. And it kind of gave me Zootopia kind of vibes, where, you know, you're in this world where everyone's an animal, and then, like, how does the city, like, kind of change because of that and all the different things and how society functions. So then you're in a world where there's four elements, you know, earth, air, water and fire, and you kind of see all those things unfold, and I just find it really interesting. So you have all the things like the different words and puns for things that you have and all that kind of stuff, and I just found all that stuff really interesting. And we'll talk a bit more about kind of like the message and themes and stuff, but I really like what they do with this film.
Yeah. And it's a very beautiful movie as well, I find. With, I think the city looks great. There are some really sort of like well animated shots as well.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a longer movie for like a Pixar. So this is nearing on 2 hours. I think it's like 109 minutes in total. But
yeah,
I at no point felt that the film dragged on.
No, I agree.
Yeah, there were certain scenes that I wanted to get past for various reasons. But yeah, at no point did I think the film itself dragged on. So yeah, as like an opening thing, if you haven't seen it, can I give it a let's talk about recommendation?
I think we can. Yeah, it's two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. You know, if it's a really good film, you might get three thumbs up, because between me and Seb, we have three thumbs, which is really good. So yeah, go and watch it. But we're now going to go into spoilers. So if you have seen it, or if you're just a crazy person who doesn't mind hearing all about a film before you see it, then, you know, this is the part for you. So yeah, I haven't seen this film in 16 days. My memory's not great, so I'm just gonna put Seb on the spot, as he's put us in this position, and say,
okay,
what's up?
Right, so this movie is a very interesting portrayal of effectively the immigrant kind of story. So we're introduced to there's two fire characters, Bernie and Cinder, which I really love. And they kind of move from Fireland to this city, which is full of water, air, and earth people, and they try to kind of get their own place, make their own living with a shop and all that kind of stuff. They have a baby with them, which I didn't realize until, you know, a few minutes in, and we see the family grow and like society change a little bit. But the main crux of the story is that, you know, the dad's getting older and he's going to like want his daughter to take over from the shop. And then some things happen which could jeopardize that happening. So then Ember is the main character, I've just remembered.
Well done.
Has
doing
to,
really well.
Thank you. Has to then try and explore stuff and deal with all these problems. That's the kind of non-spoiler plot summary. Were there any bits you remembered from that hint?
Yeah, so it's it was very Inside Out. So I think it's a bit like Elementalist, really, because they just the person with, like, you know, the big anger problems is the person who's on fire.
Wow, funny that, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. A bit of a hothead. Oh. Yeah. So no, I thought this was good because it's one of those classic things where Ember's been working really hard her whole life. She really wants to take over the family business to, you know, to support her dad, to look after her family, which is really sweet. But she's, you know, she struggles to look after customers. And anyone who's worked in retail knows how hard that is.
Dealing with customers, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also interesting because it's like it's got like a sense of, can we say racism?
Yeah, I mean, there's effectively slurs, I guess, right?
Yeah, because like I think there's a scene, I'm pretty sure it's quite early on in the movie, where two water people come into the shop. Now, I can't remember exactly what they did, if they were genuinely sort of like bad teens or whatever they were, or if they just did some accidents. I really cannot remember for the life of me. You might be able to.
I think they were just like kind of ignorant teens being a bit silly, like playing around in the shop. But then I think there is clearly that thing of like, it's probably just the way they've been raised, where they go into a fire shop and they kind of make fun of it and stuff because it's not what they're used to. And they kind of like, because all the fire stuff, so they put it out with their water. And then the dad's like, you know, get out kind of thing.
And of course, then that kind of went down through the generation as well, because then Ember, you know, the dad was kind of like, you know, classic old man racist, if you will.
Yeah.
Which seems like a strong word, but generally was like, you know, he didn't like anyone who wasn't fire. You know, he didn't want his family to be around anyone who wasn't fire. When people who weren't fire went into the shop, you know, he was unhappy. You know, it was like the only time you saw him angry in the shop. Seeing as the whole plot point at this point is that his daughter Ember is the one who's struggling with it. He's the one that loses it when it comes to like the other ones.
Yeah, that's a good point, because he says, doesn't he, like the water boys, keep an eye on them, and there's like obviously like different parallels for that. But I find the whole story just very kind of compelling, because you get the backstory of there was like a kind of disaster in Fireland, and they decided they had to move somewhere else, and they're trying to kind of preserve their culture and all that kind of thing. And then it's not very subtle, this movie, really. I mean, it's like Firetown is clearly like an allegory of like, you know, Chinatown, all that kind of stuff. But then you have like the kind of culture and community growing more, so you get like more fire people that have clearly emigrated, and they've kind of built up their own little shops and houses and stuff. So there's a community there, but they're also quite weary of like outsiders, because like the city is pretty much designed for the other three elements, isn't it? You've got like all the train system and the buildings and everything, and the fire people just don't really fit in with how it currently is set up, and all the other people kind of look down on the fire people. And you have that kind of flashback where Ember's talking about going to that kind of the flower kind of museum thing.
Yeah.
And they're saying like no fire people allowed, and it's like obviously an allegory of like, you know, real life, because different people were banned at different points in history. And I think it's this movie has given me much more insight into that kind of thing than I think anything else I've seen in media. And it just goes to show why films like this can be good for kids, because you show them like a different thing and they understand things like friendships and mental health and death and, you know, race and all that kind of stuff. And I just thought that was a really, I didn't think that's what this film was going to be, but that's what happened.
Yeah. And then we kind of like, as the scenes progress and she starts getting older, and she's got her big day where, you know, this is like this really big, is it sale or like event that's happening?
The red dot sale.
Yeah. And it's like she's put in charge of a shop, so this is a chance for it to go well. And obviously, you know, like we said, spoiler alert, it doesn't go well. And, you know, one of the things she does is she goes down in the basement to sort of like let out some steam, if you will, like kind of like when we go somewhere to scream into a pillow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what she did, but obviously she's, you know, made a fire. So what ended up happening is she ends up bursting the pipes, and then out comes through Wade. Now,
yes,
Wade is a waterman. That's why he got through the pipes. But what's funny is that he's a city inspector. So not only has she damaged the pipes, somehow water's now going through it, even though there shouldn't be any water in that pipes. So now the fireplace is flooding. And not only that, a city inspector has come in, realised about everything that's going wrong, and decides that this place needs to be shut down. So yeah, it kind of all went a bit wrong in the space of 2 minutes. But what did you think of Wade?
It's weird. It's a very weird introduction. Because he's like, he's crying as he's writing the notes, because he's so sad he's having to like kind of shut down their shop. And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting character choice. And then he kind of like runs away. And then like, it's weird because every time we cut to him, he's just like smiling on the train. And then as soon as Ember appears, he's like crazy. But he's a very interesting character, and he is good hearted. You know, he doesn't want to do these kind of things, but he kind of, it's just his job. And they kind of flesh him out a bit more. And, you know, we meet his family and all that stuff's quite funny. And I think he's just this kind of wide-eyed guy, just kind of wants to get on with everyone, which is quite nice. And obviously clashes with Ember. You know, they're literal, you know, fire and water, aren't they?
Yeah. And it's nice because it shows that it's okay for men to cry sometimes.
Mm.
Even to quite a large degree.
Yeah, even too much, I'd say, though.
And of course, this is how like the main part of the story then progresses, because he sends off like these things to go to whoever looks after it. I can't remember what we are now, the judge or I don't know. And then she pleads her case to him about how it all happened and everything. He's like, oh, well, if you told me that, we would have let you off.
Yeah.
It's funny because like he didn't even stop to talk to her. But anyway. So he then spent this entire time trying to like fix that solution, trying to stop, you know, her dad from finding out what's happened, trying to stop the shop from getting shut down. And the main story part is we're seeing this relationship blossom between the two of them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. So now I'm just like running through the plot because loads of things happen. But what we kind of like, get a sense of is that the big danger is that, is it a dam that's broken down or something like that?
Yeah, it was like, because the public like transport system is like these kind of trains that kind of run on like water. And so the kind of the water like splashes over the side and there's like this kind of barriers that stop it from overflowing. But one of the barriers was damaged because it was like a leak or something, which is what he was inspecting in the first place. So they find that one of the barriers has just been broken. So they like kind of block it up with sandbags and that doesn't work. So then she kind of makes tempered glass to kind of fix it. But as we see later on in the film, that doesn't hold and then water crashes through again.
Yeah. And it's nice because you kind of like see this relationship forming between the two. They're getting closer and closer. And it's you start to see like the inner battle sort of within Ember. That, you know, she's realizing that actually all these other people aren't as bad as what her dad's kind of like led her to believe. She's realizing that you can have fun with others. She went to like a, I suppose it's like a football game, if you will. But it's not.
Yeah, it's a bunch of clouds playing like basketball or something in the air, which is quite cool.
Yeah, she's realizing that she could be friends with people. She's realizing that. Well, to be fair, I think from the get go, didn't she have like an Earth boy quite like her?
Yes. Yeah, he's always trying to impress her with his armpit hair, which are flowers.
Very nice. So, yes, I suppose she wasn't like. I think she liked him, but yeah, she starts. You know, her eyes are being opened. And then she realises that she's got this amazing skill of, like, making, like, glass pottery.
And yeah.
Stuff like that. And then she's torn because she doesn't want to let her dad down. Because, again, it's that kind of ideology, isn't it? About, you know, you carrying on from the family tradition and not letting your parents down, which is nice. But at the same time, she knows that that's not what she wants to do. And then you kind of, like, got... Go on.
Because Wade says about with the temper is that it's usually your head or your whatever is trying to tell you something that you don't really know at that point. And like Ember's temper is because she realizes that she doesn't actually want to take over the store. And she says that, you know, what do you do when your parents sacrifice so much for you? Well, you have to sacrifice as well. So like in her eyes, because her parents gave up everything for her and to make sure they can kind of, you know, live on. She's just going to kind of run the shop for her dad. And then it's kind of like, and I was sat there thinking, I wonder how many people must feel that way because their parents moved to a different country and sacrificed everything for them, that they feel like they owe it to their parents that they have to do that. And I think for a lot of people that would have been quite cathartic to kind of actually watch unfold on the screen. It's something I can't relate to, but I imagine for some people that would have been quite a powerful scene.
Yeah, but we see it quite a lot in the UK, don't we? Where we've got those older ones who perhaps travelled over to sort of get better care over here. And then, you know, they get things like they purchase shops or other kind of like businesses. And then who's there helping them run it is you've got like, you know, the younger kids and then you see them sort of like grow older as well. So, yeah, so it's something we definitely see a lot of. Now, I don't know if there's like any part of this movie you want to go through in particular. I think we kind of like covered like the main story ideology, but apart from the ending, was there anything else you wanted to bring out from this movie?
There's only a few points. Like I thought, when she shows like Wade and his family what she can do with the making stuff into glass, and they said about, you know, that's quite a good skill because like look at all the buildings, they're all made of tempered glass, and it kind of made me wonder. Oh, I wonder who makes all of those buildings. And it's like, is it basically the fire people? So these people that are viewed and looked down on by the rest of society, they're the ones that make basically everything. And it's like, oh, just another parallel to real life where all the kind of people that looked down on were the ones that worked hard and made everything else for everyone else. And I thought that was quite an interesting, if that's the point they were trying to make at least. And there are just a few different things like that where Bernie's talking about when he moved from home and he gave his father the long bow and his dad didn't give it back to him. That was quite a sad scene. But we see what that sets up later on. Other than that, yeah, there's nothing really to talk about other than the ending, I think.
Yeah. Because there's loads of like good little like side things that go on while they're trying to like fix all these problems, and at the same time, her relationship is growing. Which is really nice. But as I said, we're not going to go in depth with everything. I did like how, as we were getting closer, when Wade introduced her to her family, if it was the other way around, you know, her dad would have been like really like perhaps off with them from the get go. But like the Water family was so inviting to her.
They are. And like the they try really nice to kind of not be offensive as well. And I think the dad and the stepdad, he says something and they kind of realise after, oh, that was a bit of a dumb thing to say. But they're just trying really nice to be kind of hospitable and nice to her, which was quite good. And yeah, as you said, it'd be a completely different way around to if he went to the fireplace. And, you know, they talk about how he's kind of had a privileged life because, you know, he had a loving family and they had money and all that kind of stuff, and she doesn't. It's like you see that in so many different things. Yeah, it was a good contrast.
Yeah. And so then we kind of get to like where the whole story was going, which is like this dam, which A46 ends up breaking again. All this water starts flowing towards Firetown. They're trying to save everyone. And Ember's like trying to like save, what is it like called? Like the Eternal Flame or something? That's a song.
it's something like that. It's the in the Fireland, they all have like a blue flame, and they brought it with them, and it's, I don't know what it's supposed to represent, but it's obviously something obviously quite valuable to them.
I think it's like a fire from their original sort of like place, original town. So she's going in to try and save it, but then it quickly starts, the flood starts like going, and obviously this is what's going to end up sort of like killing her. But eventually Wade saves the day, they get trapped, and then because of her heat, he ends up getting all steamed up.
Yeah, it's too hot for him, and he couldn't escape through the chimney because it gets blocked. She sealed the door and he's just bubbling.
Yeah. And of course, thankfully her parents saw all this, and now they're like, oh, Wade, what a cool guy. He saved us. But it's too late because he's gone. And this is a scene that seemed to last forever.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
you know how, like, at first you're just like, oh, go on, there's a way he's going to come back. But then the scene lasts a little bit too long. And you start thinking to yourself, have they actually done this? Have they, in a Pixar movie, actually killed off, like, a main character? Like a love interest, right at the end.
I know. I was, for a second, I thought maybe that's what they'd done, but I thought, damn, that's pretty dark if they have done that.
Yeah, because I know they have done things like that, obviously, in the past with other films, but not recently, and not with a film that colourful.
No.
But then, obviously, we found out that through like condensation, that wonderful thing, he was able to come back alive. And it all ended up happily ever after, you know.
Yeah.
She managed to do the job. They found out that even though they're polar opposites physically, they can have a relationship together. You know, when they touch, bad things don't happen, you know.
Well, because they said earlier on, didn't they, about the fact that, you know, water and fire just doesn't make any sense because you can't even touch each other. And, like, throughout the film, like, you know, Wade wants to, and you kind of get the feeling that Ember maybe wants to as well, but she won't. And then they do in that scene, and, like, nothing happens. And they're like, oh. And then they just hug and whatever, and it's really nice. But then she kind of pulls back. So then at the end, it's like, yeah, well, actually, we can live together. And they kiss, and they sparkle. Oh, it's magical.
Yeah. And then, like, the shop's not gone. The dad retires, but he finds two other people to take over the shop for him.
Yeah.
And then as she's going off to go do her thing, she got what her dad never got, that lovely bow that you said earlier. And yeah.
That was a really good scene. Me and my wife both got quite teary for that, actually, which is quite funny, because it's just me. But yeah, because that was very well set up, I think. And as soon as she turned around, I knew exactly what was going to happen. But it was like, oh, that's so good.
Yeah. And yeah, that's basically the film. And I think despite my wrong thoughts earlier, I think Pixar has been a bit hit and miss recently. and it's been a while since they've had a really good, solid film. The last one for me being Onward. And maybe Soul. I need to watch Soul again to say it for sure. But I think this is the best one they've done in the last few years.
Well, because we talk about like the kind of Pixar or Disney magic, don't we? Like, we say about how a film has like certain good qualities, but does it have that magic? And I think this does have that, because I think the story it's telling is very interesting, and it's not subtle by any means, but I think it tells it really well. But beyond that layer, then just the characters are so endearing, and the kind of the story and those heartfelt moments. That's the kind of magic that we were missing from some of those older films.
Yeah, exactly. Because we were talking about The Incredibles, I think it was the last Pixar movie we talked about.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's an amazing film. I think we both rated it very highly.
Yeah.
But for me, the reason it's not like a 10 out of 10, if you will, is because one thing it does lack is like those heartfelt moments, you know, like those moments where you just get emotionally kind of like drawn in. And this film has that so many times, you know, whether it be that moment at the end of their dad, you know, when they first touch, or when like he takes her to go and see that flower museum thing, whatever it was that she couldn't go to when she was younger. Yeah, really good. So yeah, I would highly recommend this film if you haven't seen it already. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
I know you do as well.
a nice pleasant surprise, this one, I think. I don't know, like, if the trailers it just kind of presented as like a very generic, like, oh, what if everyone was an element? But it's like, it's not that. It's a very interesting story with really nice characters and very heartfelt. So it's one of those things where they really need to kind of market it a bit better, I think.
And it's funny because, like, the next Pixar film, do you know what it is?
No.
It's Inside Out 2.
Oh, really?
So to a degree, a very, very similar style of film.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Inside Out 1?
I have, yes. It's a very good film.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So that's coming out next year, which will be good. Right, before I move on, anything else you want to talk about in line of this movie?
So I've got some trivia.
Which
is quite cool. So there's a few different things. Like, it came up with, you know, there's like the kind of behind the scenes thing that's like suggested after, and it said about the director, because the film is based on his life, Peter Son, because his parents emigrated to the USA from Korea. And he said about this was based on that, and how they didn't speak English, setting in the Bronx, and how his family opened a grocery store named Son's Fruits and Vegetables, similar to Embiid's family in the film. And that's like, it's quite clear parallels with all that, and I thought that was quite nice. The other thing, the park that Ember and Wade go to, where she changes the colour on those minerals, it's shaped like the periodic table, apparently.
Oh.
I didn't notice that. This is the first Pixar film since Cars to not feature any humans, or the Cars franchise. It only has elements, which I guess I didn't realise.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But the thing I find the most interesting, if I can find it, is the sixth Pixar film, overall the fourth original Pixar film, to have a female protagonist. Can you name the other ones?
Can I name the other ones? So Turning Red?
Yep.
Incredibles 2?
Yep, good answer.
Finding Dory?
Yep.
And Brave.
That's one. There's one more.
Oh, there's one more.
Yep.
One more.
We've mentioned it already.
I mean, Toy Story 2 wouldn't count, no?
No.
Or one of those with it thingy in.
No.
We've mentioned it already. So, what did I say? So, Finding Dory. Yeah. As in, like, the main character, yeah?
Yeah. Female protagonist.
Incredibles 2. Turning Red. I don't know. What am I missing?
Inside Out.
Of course. Yes. Inside Out.
It's interesting, because it's also the first original Pixar film where the female protagonist has a love interest.
Oh, right.
I mean, I guess Invisible Girl's already married, but I find that quite interesting. So I thought about that list, and I'm wondering, where would you kind of rank Elemental and compared to those other films?
What, the ones we just mentioned?
Yeah.
Hang on, so I've got to do them one by one. So it's better than Turning Red. It's better than Incredibles 2. It's better than Finding Dory. It's better than... it's been a while, but I think it's better than Brave, but I've not seen Brave in a long time.
Same. I'd probably agree, though.
Inside Out is an amazing film, though.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's in the top two. It could be number one, but I, from what I remember, I think Inside Out just had that little extra something,
yeah,
which I really enjoyed. So yeah, I think of all those, I think it's probably it's up there.
Yeah, I just thought it was quite interesting that, you know, the sixth one, but the first one where she has a love interest, but it's actually probably one of, if not the best one of them. So yeah, that's all my trivia.
Oh, well, there we go. So, providing life goes well, next week we'll be releasing a new episode. But whether or not it's next week or not, the next episode is going to be what was meant to be this week, which was Toy Story 2.
Yes.
So hopefully you'll find some time to watch that. And then what we'll be doing is, well, then we'll have like another Disney film to watch. So I don't know if we'll spin the wheel or if we're going to go and see Wish at the cinema. We'll probably play that by ear, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But either way, it'll be two more Disney films this year. And then in between those, we'll be talking about our best of movie and television this year.
Ooh.
As well as what we're looking forward to in the coming year. Ooh.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, I know. Some of our... Because I think one of those was like on our Spotify Wrapped. One of those was like our best episode or something. I think it was like the best of last year.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think that's so, cool. Yeah. I can't quite remember, though, if I'm being completely honest. But, yeah, who knows? But obviously, those were our thoughts, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. So how can they tell us their thoughts?
Oh, well, what they can do is they can think it out loud, and we will pick up on that because we're really smart. Or they can find our Instagram handle at lta.podcast. They can slide into our DMs or vote on our occasional polls.
Yeah, very good. Or if you like not having a reply for a long time, you can always email us at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com. But with that, we're going to leave you with these very special words that Seb is going to say.
I guess the only thing I could say to say goodbye is I've got nothing.
Yeah, that's something that's really good for us. Imagine us doing the bow to you all.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very solemn. It's very emotional. So I'm crying again.
Yeah, so close your eyes, guys. You know, imagine us. If you've never seen us, just imagine two really tall, really bulky, handsome blokes with a full head of hair.
Oh, we didn't say about when Wade comes out the pipe and he's like really muscular. And he's like, I bet you're out of shape. And he's like, fat.
Yeah, because like, even with all like her thoughts on like water people, you still see her blushing. He's like, ooh. And she's like, oh.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, dear. That's how you beat racism.
But yeah. So together, I don't know. I'm going to go. This ending is just as good as our beginning, I think.
I think so.
I think it's really good.
Bye.
Bye.